You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. San Antonio's gas prices may be jaw-dropping to many, but what's the all-time highest gasoline price for the Alamo City? DPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
In the summer of 2022, Russia's war with Ukraine, post-pandemic travel demand, and inflation caused the price of a gallon of regular unleaded in San Antonio to hit $4.69, the all-time high. This May, some of those same pressures remain, including inflation and global conflict affecting energy markets. There's little San Antonians can do about those factors to save money on gas except buy a more fuel-efficient vehicle, which is an expensive option. Daniel Armbruster, a spokesman for the Texas Division of the American Automobile Association, says AAA's research shows the number one way to make an existing vehicle more fuel efficient has more to do with the driver than the vehicle.
Adjust your speed, drive at a safe speed, avoid aggressive driving, and of course, make sure your vehicle is well maintained as well.
So higher gas prices could have some positive effects, such as reducing speeding and curbing road rage. Armbruster adds that the call for the governor to suspend the motor fuels tax right now are not that simple. At 20 cents a gallon, he says the fuel tax helps pay for new roads and maintenance, investments that are critical in a fast-growing state. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
The Texas Civil Rights Project and other advocates have filed a new class action lawsuit challenging a 2023 Texas immigration enforcement law. Senate Bill 4 allows local and state law enforcement to arrest, detain, and remove individuals suspected of entering Texas illegally from another country. It's set to go into effect May 15th. The groups argue the law is unconstitutional since immigration enforcement is under the jurisdiction of the federal government. They say the law will directly lead to racial profiling and the separation of families. The Democratic Congressional Committee is backing Sheriff's Deputy Johnny Garcia in Texas's open 35th Congressional District if he advances from the May 26th runoff. DPR's Corey Cook reports.
The support comes through the committee's Red to Blue program, which focuses on competitive races. Congressman Greg Cassar has held the seat since 2023, but is running in a different district after Republicans redrew the maps. Garcia faces housing activist Maureen Galindo in the Democratic runoff later this month. The redrawn district now centers on San Antonio's southeast side and includes Guadalupe, Wilson, and Karnes counties, shifting from a Democratic-leaning seat to one rated lean Republican by the Cook Political Report. The winner will face either State Representative John Lujan, a San Antonio Republican, or Trump-backed candidate Carlos de la Cruz in November. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs lost their first game in a thriller against the Minnesota Timberwolves, 104-102. The Spurs led after three quarters and had a chance to tie at the buzzer, but the final shot came up short. Victor Wembanyama finished with a triple-double, 11 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 blocks. He says the team will bounce back.
We can do better, and I got no doubt that we will. I mean, I trust us.
Here's head coach Mitch Johnson.
The process was probably better than some of the box score looked at some of that. I thought we got some good looks and have to continue to do that more.
Game two is Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. at the Frost Bank Center. It'll be televised on ESPN. San Antonio's San Pedro Playhouse starts their run of Robert Harling's play, Steel Magnolias, this weekend. The play's director, Melissa Utley, explains the play's timeless popularity.
I think it's because of the very rich celebration of female friendship and all of its quirky, complicated, resilient glory. And it's a production that we see pop up across the nation in regional theaters over and over and over again.
Steel Magnolia runs May 7th through June 7th at the San Pedro Playhouse. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.